Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. Hey, what's going on, my beautiful family? I hope everyone is doing amazing. Come on in, come on in, come on in. You know what's up, you know what's up. Oh my goodness. I just want you all just to raise your hand in the air if you are able to do so, right? And just say, God, thank you for today. That's it. God, thank you for today, right? And take a deep breath in and exhale slow. Take another deep breath in and exhale slow. Hey, hey, hey! What's going on, my resilience family? Oh my goodness, it's been a minute, right? Oh my gosh, well, I am back from vacay. I am back, and man, I'm so excited for this new season. Oh my goodness, y'all. Well, you know, hey, I had to take a little break. Yes, yes, yes. I earned it. It was my business. Right? And I tell you, man, it was awesome. I needed that moment to just refresh, you know, to really just count my blessings, man, and just be grateful and thankful and start, you know, fleshing out stuff that just didn't serve me no good, right? So let me just give you a quick, overview, I guess, of what I experienced during my little vacay moment. Anyway, you know, I took some time, like I said, just to chill, relax, and, you know, just to calm down my mind, right? Just to calm down my mind. Flush out some things. I'm still flushing out some things, believe it or not, because, you know, when we impact so much stuff and most of that stuff is negative things, you know, we don't realize how much we packed up, I would say, until what? Until you start paying attention to it, right? And you start to, you know, cleaning it out. And you also realize, too, that there's some stuff that just been stained, you know, to your mind, to your memory. And, you know, that takes some serious elbow grease. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that you got to really dig, you got to really clean, you know, clean your heart out, your soul, everything. Right. And so, yeah, I still have some of the residue still lingering around every now and then, but you know, I'm so grateful that I see the change, and it's not by my works. It's by God. God is the one that's changing me from the inside out because I ask him to do that for me. So I am seeing him making these changes in my life, and I'm so grateful for it because, you know, you start to feel different. You start to, you know, look at life different and look at the issues that was a problem to you. You start to look at that differently and you start to respond to it differently, right? And so, you know, I decided just to really, you know, flush myself from the inside out. And then along with that, you know, my family and I, we went on a cruise, which is something I love doing anyway. And so we decided, since it's been over, what, 4+ years since we went on a cruise last, that we just went on a beautiful cruise and went on the Norwegian getaway. Been there before, been on it before, and we were actually blessed again to stay at the Haven. So any of you are cruisers out there, you like to cruise and whatnot, and you're familiar with Norwegian Getaway or any of the fleets from Norwegian line, you are familiar with the Haven, which is an inclusive area for the passengers, where they have, you know, 24-hour concierge and, you know, their own dining area, their own patio area, you know, and all that good stuff. So yeah, we were blessed and fortunate to experience that again. And, you know, we went on some beautiful places, which we didn't get a chance to go to before. We haven't even experienced before, I would say. Only one island that we have gone before, and that island is St. Thomas. But we went to Dominican Republic, which was absolutely beautiful. That island is stunning, man. Oh my gosh, guys, you got to check that place out, man. But we went to Amber Cove or Amber Cave, I'm not sure. But that was a beautiful destination there. And we also went to San Juan, Puerto Rico. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yes. And we also went to Stirrup Cay, which is in the Bahamas, and it's a private island, actually, that Norwegian actually I don't know if they own it or what have you, but it's a private island just for Norwegian passengers. And so, you know, we had a great time, man. And guess what, guys? Oh my goodness, for the first time ever in my lifetime, I went ziplining. Yes, man. I went ziplining. Me and my beautiful daughters, you know, I just said, let's make this happen. Let's go do it, man. And we did. And man, it was a great experience. Now, listen, y'all. Listen. If this was 5 years ago, girl, let me tell you, it would not have happened. Okay. Y'all be looking at y'all like, look, I ain't zipping nothing. Okay. It's a Ziploc bag for my snacks or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm not ziplining for anybody. You know, that if that was 5 years ago or 10 years ago or something like that, man. Yeah. But you know what? Like I said, I see that God is changing me from the inside out. He's also showing me from his perspective, showing me that I'm stronger, that I'm becoming more bolder in my stance, you know, and I'm becoming more of that warrior that he has created and designed me to be, and all those great things. And so I just took that initiative to just go, just make it happen, man. And you know, I did. And we got there, and we didn't do the excursion. We didn't set it up while we was on the ship, actually. We kind of waited after the fact. It was kind of, we waited too long, honestly. And while we were on that island, we went on ahead and went to the area, and we had to wait, you know, another, I think, 25 to 30 minutes. And so we just sat in a shaded area because, man, let me tell you, all those destinations, it was hot. Oh my goodness. And what made it even worse is that you're going through menopause and you're going through these hot flashes. Lord have mercy. Maybe I'm telling you, I didn't think I was going to make it through that, man, but I got through it. I mean, it was hot, but we found a place that we could just chill for a minute. We'll literally chill, find something that we could drink to chill us, to cool us down a bit or whatever. And it worked for the moment. And we got a little something to eat or what have you, until it was time for us to, go ziplining. And which we did. We got there and, you know, they put the gear on us and whatnot. And, you know, they had an instructor, and she was explaining, what we needed to do and how to do it and all those things while we were up there. And she also pointed out that while you are ziplining, if by chance you get stuck, you know, as you are approaching or as you're getting closer to, to that next panel or whatever you want to call it, to, you know, turn yourself around and pull yourself backwards. So so you don't just stand there midair or whatever, right? And so I paid attention to that because I'm like, oh Lord, I hope I don't get stuck on this thing, right? So, you know, and she asked, she said, okay, before we go, you know, if you don't want to take this, you know, opportunity, you know, this is the opportunity for you to say, you know what, I'm just gonna pass, because once you get up there, you can't go back down, right? You can't come down, right? And so everybody was like, oh, you know, ready to go. Let's do this thing. And so my girls, we went, took the elevator, and this was like a lighthouse kind of thing. So the elevator was in that lighthouse. So we went all the way up. And when we finally got up there, opened up that elevator door, and all you saw was open air. Open air, man. And then one of the crew members, they attached or a latch on us, where it was latched on the rope that was already on the pole or whatever it was, and she instructed us to hold on to that latch. That latch was our movement, if you will. So it guided us. You know, we used that latch to walk to the next plank or whatever you want to call it, and it is an incline, you know, so there's an incline going up and around this big pole, but on the right side of me, there is no handle or there's nothing I could hold on to keep my balance, you know, in order. I wasn't like totally out of pocket or anything, but you know, you just wanted that extra support, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't panic or anything because I was not allowing the enemy to come in my brain and have me to, you know, second guess my steps and all of that. I just went, you know, I went through it. And so we went through the first zip line. And it was one by one, of course. And so my oldest daughter went first. No, actually, my youngest daughter went first. And I saw how it was done. You know, you got to actually sit down like you sit in a chair. You got to cross your leg. Hold on to the latch part of that whole thing that's supporting you or supporting your weight, if you will. And you just, and they push you out and you start, you know, ziplining through. And so as she went, then she got to the next stage, next area. Then my oldest daughter went, and then it was my turn. And, you know, like I said, that zip line wasn't a long passage or whatever. It wasn't a long line, and it was cool. But I didn't open up my eyes. I opened up my eyes probably close towards the end, and it was this major jolt, and I had hurt my hand. Because she didn't tell me that, you know, when you get to that end, be prepared for this big jolt, you know. And thankfully, you know, I was okay. My hand wasn't like broken or anything like that. Thank the Lord. But it did hurt because I wasn't expecting that. But it was all good. And so, you know, we moved on to the second zip liner. That zip liner was much longer, y'all. That was much longer. And as we standing on this like a bridge or this wood, it wasn't even a wood, it was like a steel plank kind of thing. That's when you get to see the full view, the bird's eye view, if you will, of the island. Because we are really up there, man. And you can see the ocean, you see the ship. And I try my best not to, you know, really look around because I didn't want to freak myself out. And I didn't want to like, oh my God, I am very high up. You know what I'm saying? So I just really just stay laser focused and, you know, holding on to that latch the whole time or whatever. And so as people was proceeding out one by one, then it was my youngest daughter, she went, and then my oldest daughter, she went. And, you know, of course you have to wait to get the okay from the other crew that's on the other side. And so I was waiting for like maybe good five to six minutes. And I was like wondering why I was taking so long. And cause that zip line is very long. You can see on the other side, but you can't see. Cause you know what I'm saying? Cause it's just so much. So I, you know, I didn't really panic or anything, but I was like, well, didn't this Stephanie get over there okay? You know, like what's going on? So when they got the okay, then it was my turn. I went, she pushed me out. She said, are you ready? I said, yeah, okay, I'm ready. You know, I just went, you know. And then she said, okay, sit down, cross your leg, hold on. And she just pushed me out. And I just went, wee. And I had my eye closed for the most part, man. And I did open one eye. And just to glance and see what was up. And I was like, oh, it's pretty. But I kept my eyes closed. And then I opened my eyes again just to see how far I had to go to the next, you know, to the next plank or whatever. And so I saw I was getting close. And then as I, you know, proceeded to get close, you know, and plus I was turning too. So any of you who are zipliners out there or have zipline, you know that when you move, sometimes, you know, your body shifts, it turns while you're ziplining. And that's okay, you know. And so I was doing that. But as I was getting close, I was getting ready to, plant my feet down on the plank because, again, it's like a decline, like, you know, it's slanted. That's what I'm trying to say. It's slant. So you try to get your toe on that thing, your foot. But I got stuck. Yeah, I got stuck. So, you know, the guy, one of the crew guys, he was like, okay, just turn yourself around and pull yourself back. And I was like, I can't. I tried, but I couldn't because my upper body strength is just shot. Me try to pull this 227-pound woman, honey. I tried, but it didn't work. And he's like, you know, can you do it again? I said, honey, I can't because I was holding on for dear life. You know what I'm saying? Even though that thing was supporting my weight, but yet I was still holding on to the rope that the latch was on. You know what I'm saying? Because I did not want to let go for by any means necessary. But I was getting tired, you know, because it took him about maybe a few minutes because he said, okay, I'm coming. and he had to, you know, rearrange or remove or add or whatever he was doing over there, because all I heard was clink, 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 you know. And I saw him, because I was, my head was facing him, right? So I was looking at him like upside down in a sense, because I was pushing my head back or whatever, just to see how long it was taking. Because I said, babe, you need to hurry up, because, you know, I'm getting tired of holding on here, you know. But I still yet hold on. Okay. And he eventually came. And he wrapped his legs around me and he said, I got you, I got you. And then he, you know, pulled me back in. And again, you know, trying to get myself down there, because again, it's a ramp. And that ramp, you know, it declines, you know, it just slants kind of way. So he got me as high as he could get me. And, moved on to the next zip line. So I had to go up these steep steps and then turn around and go. And by that time, you know, I was the last one anyway. I think I was the last person, and everybody else had already did their thing. So everyone's waiting on me, because it took me a little longer. So finally get on that last zip line. And that was easy, because it was actually declining. It was like slanting downward to the base, you know, for where, you know, where we started from. And got there. And it was absolutely amazing. At the end of the day, it was absolutely amazing. Come to find out, my oldest daughter, she got stuck too. So that's what took so long. And she was like, hello. You know, she was like, can somebody come get me? You know, but at the end of the day, it was all good. I was so proud of myself. And I was just like, wow, I see the growth, God. I see that you are showing me, you know, you are building this powerful warrior here, you know. And I'm telling you, man, I'm just humbled, you know, by this whole change, you know, of what God is doing in my life. And there's so many other things I know that he's going to present to me, you know, as I'm walking this journey here, and where he's preparing me for that next step, that next adventure, that next, you know, excitement or whatever, you know, just get me all geared up. And so when it's time for me to make a decision, you know, I won't hesitate. I just go ahead and make it happen. You know what I'm saying? And don't think about what could have, should have, would have, what could happen and all that other stuff, you know, because when you get to that point, when you finally get to that elevation, when you finally get up there, you know, you don't want to get caught up in the moment, you know what I'm saying? And then start to freak yourself out, because that's what some people do. You know, they get, you know, they get all hype and excited. And when they finally make that move and they look around, look at their surroundings, they get a little like, oh my God, oh my God, I'm really here. Oh my God. You know, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? And they kind of get a little nervous or whatever. So I intentionally, you know, said I'm not going to allow my mind to, you know, get the best of me and have me to freak out and stuff and whatnot and say, okay, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this, right? No, I did it. I just went with it. It was fun. Would I do it again? I probably would. But I think this probably be my one time only. But then again, I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? Maybe in the near future with my girls, you know, we'll probably do it again, you know, because I'm not going to say no. It's never going to happen again, because you just don't know. Now, my next thing that I may consider doing is bungee jumping. Okay, I know some of you are like, oh, girl, you just lost me right there. Okay, the bungee jumping, nah. I feel you. You know, I didn't say I was going to. I said I may be considering. Okay, so that's different, you know, because that day might come when, you know, one of those excursions where you do a bungee jumping thing. And I may just punk out at the last minute and say, you know what? No, that's okay. You know, I just watch from a distance, you know what I'm saying? But you never know, you know. But yeah, at the end of the day, man, the trip was fine. We had a great time. It was fun and all that good stuff. And then, of course, we extended our vacation. We got back from Florida. We actually stayed there, and my husband had rented out a villa, and we stayed there for a week. And, of course, we invited people you know, my daughters invited one of their best friends, which I've adopted as my sons, you know, really sweet young men, wonderful, handsome young men, very, very intelligent, very kind. Oh, I love my babies. I love them. But they were there, and my husband invited a dear friend of ours and his daughter. And then, of course, he surprised us with my daughter's godmother and two out of her four children that came, but they're young adults, of course. So that was it. You know, we had a good time. They also went to Universal Studios, and you know, that was a great experience for them. I didn't go. I just stayed behind and just enjoyed the rest of my vacation. You know, it was peaceful and it was quiet and everything. Yeah, the villa was nice. You know, we had an incident with the first one, and I said first one, that means that we stayed at another villa, and I get that, I talk about that another time, but we got through it anyway. And the house itself, you know, it's a 10 bedroom 12 bathroom house with a movie theater, two game rooms, and it has an arcade and all that other stuff in there, basketball thing and whatnot, a pool table, air hockey, and this beautiful Scrabble board that just hung on the wall. Oh my goodness, I like Scrabble. That's one of my favorite games, the Scrabble. And I saw that, I was just in awe, you know. So it might be something, you know, really ancient now, but for me, I never saw anything like that. So I was like, oh, I want that for my birthday. And I'm serious, I want that for my birthday. You know, I could put it right in my basement, you know, and we got plenty of walls, okay? Just gotta pick one. But you know, you can actually mount it on the wall, and the blocks of letters, you know, has a magnet. Okay, so when you put the letters on the wall, it stays there. And you got these four planks that actually you can, you know, put your seven letters on there, and it's magnet as well. It is so cool. And it has the board that you can write the score and everything. It's so cool. And you can find it on Amazon. Actually, you can find it on Amazon, guys. So I was just like, oh, so in love. So I took advantage of that and just wrote cute little or actually put little quotes, you know, for everybody to read, to just encourage them and all of that stuff like that. So it was really cool. But at the end of the day, yeah, they had the, it was a swimming pool, hot, a jacuzzi. A hot tub. What else was there? I feel like I'm missing something, but at the end of the day, it was really a really nice, place, a nice community. It was just fun. It was absolutely fun. Again, it was hot. It mostly rained pretty much every day. Mostly in the later afternoon or whatever have you, but it was absolutely awesome and it was fun. But yeah, came back and, you know, try to get myself refocused, you know, because y'all listen, when you on an extended vacation and when you come home, you need another vacation. I won't even say you need another vacation. You just need a week to digress, you know, just to shake off everything that you experience, you know, because you got to get your mind focused for what's to come, you know. And that's what I needed. I need another week just to get away, you know, just to be by myself and just to get it together, basically, right? But, you know, I was just thankful and grateful for the opportunity where we were able to get away and to share the vacation with family and with friends. And they, too, had a great time. They truly enjoyed themselves. And, you know, it was just a wonderful memory. You know, we build up new memories. We created new memories. You know what I'm saying? And so, again, for me, I'm just grateful. And I see the growth. I see the changing in my life, and that I'm actually making these bold movements, these bold positions, standing strong, and, you know, and just making things happen and not think of the aftermath, not think about, you know, how silly I look or, you know, or whatever. No, I'm just going with it, man. And that's how we need to approach life. You know, there's some things that you may have wanted to do before and you didn't make it happen because of fear, because of, you know, or whatever it is. But here it is now, as you see the growth in you, you see God is doing wonders in your life. That opportunity comes back and you take the initiative. You take that move. You think, you know what? I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to go for it, right? And it was so exhilarating, you know? And you're like, oh my gosh, I actually did it. And I'm so proud of myself. God, thank you. Thank you. You know what I mean? And that's what we need to do. You need to make that move and don't allow anybody, including yourself, you know, to freak you out or scare you or intimidate you or tell you that you just can't do it or you're not in shape and all of that, because, you know, they weigh you too. They weigh you just to see, you know, because I know there's a limit in terms of how much the all that gear can support you and whatnot, you know. But you just go with it, man. And it's all about building memories. It's about having fun and just enjoy the beauty that surrounds you. Man, I'm telling you, I just can't wait to see what else God has in store for my life, because I really want to enjoy the abundance of my life. I want to enjoy what he has for me. And I don't want to, you know, cheat myself by allowing my fear or my lack of knowledge or whatever to, you know, for me not to have that opportunity, you know, just, you know, I don't want to do that again. So yeah, you know, in the near future, I may do a bungee jumping experience. I may do a zip line again this time. Cause you know, when we were there, there were different types of zip linings to choose from. And the second option was that, yeah, you zip line, but then you have to do a climb. You know, you had to climb up on those fishnet type of, what do you call it, ropes. But I couldn't do that anyway, because, again, my upper body strength was just totally out. And I knew that was not going to work for me. But thankfully, that option, the other option was there, and I took it. And there was no climbing of a rope or anything like that. I just go up the couple of steps and make it happen. And that was good enough for me. My daughters had fun. They enjoyed that experience and whatnot. And so, yeah, it was just a great, great trip. And I'm very grateful to God that I had that opportunity to go and do it and make it happen. So let me just share with you very quickly as to what I want to talk to you about. When God presents something in your life, you know, and you walk into that room, it can be overwhelming at first. You sometimes question yourself, like, do I belong here? You know, you feel kind of like out of pocket, you know, and, but you know, you're supposed to be here, but yet you second guess your steps, you second guess your position, right? Let me tell you guys, you belong in that room. You belong in that place. This is the time for you to go and shine. You have worked your butt off. Not just professionally, but you worked your tail off emotionally, mentally. You went through some things to get to where you are right now. And God wants to bless you and reward you in that position where you are at this moment in your life. You belong in the room. You belong in that place. You belong in that space. Go ahead and just take it all in. Go ahead and stand tall and bold, right? And just say, God, thank you for this experience. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for helping me get to this point of my life, because I dreamt it so many times, but that dream was so far away. It was hard to reach it sometimes. And I didn't think I was going to ever experience this moment. I thought it was never going to happen. But look what God did. In spite of the setbacks, in spite of your shortcomings, in spite of, yet he brought you in that moment. He brought you in that room. Don't hesitate. Don't second guess. Don't like, oh, you know what? I don't belong here. Why am I here? Because God said so. God made it so. Right? Don't question it. You know, exult in it. Embrace it. Right? Just say, yes, I belong here because God said so. And I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. I'm going to enjoy every sweetness, every delicacy. I'm going to have myself a good time in this room, in this place, in this space. I'm going to enjoy this environment. I'm going to enjoy the luxuries, you know, the benefits, you know, of what comes in this room, right? Just like with, you know, when we went to stay in the Haven, you know what I'm saying? The very first time we experienced the Haven, that was like maybe 4+ years ago. And, you know, it was like really, it was a beautiful experience. But at the same time, it was like, wow, I'm pretty sure I had said that in the back of my noggin. Like, do I really deserve to be here? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, we getting 24-hour concierge service and, you know, we getting pampered this way. And, you know, we have a special key to come in and go out as we please. And, you know, we get the first tips and go into, you know, to an event, you know, to a concert or something that they got going on, a show. We get that first tips and sitting at the front seat and all that stuff. And everybody else come on in later and all of that. You know, we get the service, we get full drink service, all of that stuff, you know, all the amenities that comes with that. And it's like, wow, this is cool. Like, do I really deserve being here? You know? And the answer is yes. Because God made it happen. He made it happen, right? So when things come your way, when God promotes you to another level in your life, don't question him about it. Just say, God, I thank you. Lord, I didn't see it coming, but yet I never gave up. Lord, yes, I admit and I repent. I did doubt. I didn't think it was happening at all. But God, thank you. You made a way. You made it happen. And, you know, tears may come down your face, you know, and you are just so emotionally, you know, overwhelmed by this powerful experience. But it's just a humbling experience at the same time. But here's the thing. God is not done with you yet. He's not done, you know, blessing you and presenting you some beautiful gifts. He's not done showing you out and showing you off. He's not done showing himself off. How about that? He's not done with you, right? He wants to show you the things that he has personally designed and created and kept just for you to experience, right? So when you come across another adventure, when he elevates you or promotes you to a new position, a new career, right? You go ahead and walk in that room. You walk in there with confidence and with boldness because guess what? God got your back. He has already assigned the angels to block what the enemy tried to destroy, right? There's nothing that the enemy can do because God blocked it anyway. This is the opportunity where you now can go ahead and birth out those skills and those talents that he has been preparing you for such a time as this, right? This is when you get to see the growth of you, the new you. This is when you be like, what? I didn't know I had it in me. Oh, it was in you the whole time. It just wasn't time for it to be exposed yet because you had to go through some developments. You had to go through some changes. You had to grow up. Right? So when we go through these trials and these challenges and tribulations, it's not to destroy us or to diminish us. No, God is not like that anyway. It's about growth. It's about development. Yeah, you may get a little pat every now and then, right? You know, but God loves us so much. He doesn't want us to carry the pain and the sorrows and our own selfish abuse or abusive behavior into the new thing into the new thing that he's working on, that he has been working on, that he worked on, right? He wants us to come in brand new. He wants us to come elevated with some new ideas, some new visions, right? And we know how to work it out now. We know how to form it. We know how to make it happen. And along with that, he has already supplied the needs, the resources of how to make that vision, that dream come to fruition in that new season, in that new room that you are in, right? So don't ask him, Lord, why am I here? Don't say, Lord, I don't want to be here. Or, I changed my mind. When we walk in a space or in a place and people look at you and you feel kind of odd, you be like, oh my gosh. Cause you know how people make you feel like you don't belong, but you do belong. You do belong. I was watching yesterday, President and First Lady Obama. They were in the White House and they were there to, show the paintings of themselves or what have you. That's going to be, in the White House. And I was listening to First Lady Obama and, she was saying, I'm just paraphrasing what she was saying, that, you know, this girl from the South Side of Chicago never, ever imagined herself to be in the position where she is now. She never, ever dared dreamt of seeing herself or being or living in the White House before. She never imagined what her life would have been. She never thought that at all. And when she did arrive, when she did live there for those 8 years, you know, she dealt with a lot. She experienced a lot. She saw a lot. There were people that were still against her, even when she did made it through. And there were people that was very prejudiced, you know, not just the public or the news media or social media, but the people in house. And she endured so much, but she kept focused. She didn't allow the haters. She didn't allow, the people. She didn't even allow herself, because she had her doubts. She had her what ifs. She had her concerns and all of this. She didn't allow those things to get the best of her, to put her in a position to ruin what God had placed her, what God presented her with. She was in that room. She knew that room was special. She knew that room was powerful. She knew that when she stepped in that room, that there was going to be people that would give her that look, will gawk at her and her husband and her children and her mom. And they're like, why are you here? You know, you're not supposed to be the first lady. You're not supposed to be the family. You're supposed to be like us. You're supposed to work behind the scenes. You know, you're supposed to, come in and clock out. You know what I mean? Right? And she was just amazing. If y'all didn't see that, get a chance to watch it and just be blessed by her speech. But there's a lot of us that may have felt that way. That we were, fortunate to walk into a room that we never thought that we belong, that it was not designed for us. Oh, it was designed for us. It was designed for whoever God had, decided to bless. You know what I'm saying? It was designed for me. It was designed for you. It was designed for anybody. It wasn't just designed for one group of people. Based on their financial status, based on, where they work, based on how they were living. No. That destination, that room, that place, or that space was designed for anybody that God saw fit to deserve to be in. Period. And she realized that. And she said in her speech, like I said, I'm just paraphrasing, but she recognized that. Right. And it's very humbling. And she would never, ever forget those times that she was there. But she continued to pass it forward. to remind those kids, to remind those children, because you know she was an advocate about, you know, about young people and all those great things and what have you. And she still continued to pour that out to yesterday in her speech that, you know, anything is possible if you believe. Don't ever give up on your dreams. Don't ever give up, you know, believing in yourself. You know, yeah, you may feel uncomfortable, but you are in a comfortable position because God placed you there. And he has already assigned the people to guide you, to comfort you, to protect you, you know, to keep you safe. And you don't need to worry because God blocked the enemy's arrows and darts. Yeah, you may hear of it, you may see it, but it's not going to penetrate. Right? So don't ever dare, you know, believe the lie that you don't deserve to be in that room. Oh, you deserve to be there because you are going to make a major impact, a major difference. Like she said, those pictures, those portraits that was done, you know, that's history right there. She even said she never thought that her picture, her being, you know, hung next to the other presidents and first ladies. She never imagined that. But look, it's there, it's documented, and there's nothing that nobody can do or say about it. That's powerful right there. That is powerful. So you got something powerful within that is time for you now to showcase it out to the world. So if you have been positioned in a space or a place, don't dare doubt. Don't dare question it. Embrace it. Take advantage of it. Showcase your skills, your gifts, your talents, and change the world. Do what you gotta do. Do what you need to do. And while you are doing it, He is also elevating you. He's also preparing you for the next room that he has waiting just for you. So you belong in that room, baby. Okay? You go ahead and sashay your cuteness right there, honey. And if you got people that's gawking you and giving you the third eye, you know, that side eye, whatever, and they like whispering on their breath, let them whisper. God deal with them. They're going to choke on that whisper. Right? But you don't get distracted by that. You don't get dismayed over that. You go ahead and you be that warrior that God has developed you to become, and you do the thing. You do your thing. You sell your products. You sell your business. You go ahead and be the best travel agent. You go ahead and be that best designer. You go ahead and be that best painter. You go ahead and be that best writer. You go ahead and be that best whatever that God has created you, designed you to be. You do it because you belong in that room. You belong in that place, in that space. Yeah, you may get a little nervous. That's to be expected. But baby, you here. God brought you here because he's telling you, you got this. You can do it. David, you remember King David in the Bible? He was young, but he knew his position. He entered into that space in that room, and he knew what his calling was. He did not hesitate on it. He did not debate with it. He did not, you know, say, okay, hold on for a minute. Let me talk to God about this because I don't know, you know, if I belong in this position, you know, because Goliath, he's huge. That's a tall dude, man, you know, and I'm this little scrawny kid, you know what I'm saying? And he got all the weaponry. He got the gear, everything. I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing to protect myself. See, he could have went and talked to God like that and said, you know what, God, you know, listen, I feel more comfortable in my space, you know, taking care of my animals. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was cool. You know, I was singing to them and everything and giving you praise, you know? You know, he could have went on ahead and talked to God that way, but he didn't do that. He embraced being in that moment and he took position. And he went forward. He found the weapon. He found that stone. and he used it. And while he was getting ready to go ahead and throw that stone at Goliath, he went on ahead and gave God praise. He went on ahead and just spoke using God's word, man. That's what we need to do. You go ahead and give God praise in the midst of it all, in the midst of that, in that challenge, in the midst of that upgrade, you still give him praise. You may not have everything, but what you have is enough to impact the nation, enough to shut it down, to shut the haters down. Just like David shut down Goliath, he knocked him down and beheaded him. I mean, he finalized that brother. You hear what I'm saying? And that's what you got to do with your enemies. You got to shut them down. You got to cut them off. You know, that's what you got to do. And God got you. He'll give you the tools. He'll give you the plan. He'll give you everything you need, right, to execute and to exterminate that what's ever in your way. So you belong in that room. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Have fun with it, right? I'm telling you, when you start, you know, allowing God to just take dominance over your life, oh my goodness, you will not be disappointed. You will be so excited. And you'll be like, okay, what's next, God? What you got for me now? What's going to happen next, God? Because I'm totally, totally lit and excited. And he's going to like, daughter, I got so much to share with you. Okay, I got so much to share with you. If you just stay with me and trust me, there's so much more I want to share with you. That's going to blow your mind. So I'm excited for this journey. I'm excited of what is to come, right? This is just the beginning of what he has for my life, right? And I'm embracing that position of being in the room, you know? Because, honey, I like to shine. You know, when I go on stage and stuff, you know, I'm all about performance, baby. I go ahead and give you the performance for real, for real. When I'm on that stage, okay, now I don't do it when I'm off the stage. I'm the real deal. I don't be faking the funk. But when I'm there to do my job as an artist or whatever, I'll go ahead and give you the best of the best. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I want you all to just remind yourself that you belong in the room. You belong where God puts you, and just go ahead and embrace it and have fun with it, right? So listen, y'all, I'm so excited to be back, and I'm telling you, I can't wait to share with you some powerful content, some powerful things, you know, that God has laid in my heart. And I have been good, y'all. I've been writing stuff down, you know, so I can go back on my notes and say, okay, let's talk about this. Okay, let's talk about that, right? Because before I would just totally just, you know, have it in my memory, but the next thing you know, it goes away, right? So I am improving in writing things down now, right? So, you know, when it's time for me to come back to you, I would know exactly what to talk about. Right? But in the meantime, guys, I want you all just to enjoy yourself, enjoy life to the fullest, man, and enjoy your family. Start creating and building new memories now, okay? Don't go back thinking about the past. Forget about it. Just start working on the new. God is working on new things. Can't you see it? He's working on a new thing. So we don't need to ponder on yesterday's memories. We don't need to ponder on what happened 2-3 years ago. Thank God we made it. That's the thing. Thank God we made it. And get ready and get prepared for that new space, that new place that he's getting you in. I'm so super duper excited. I'm serious. I'm so excited, y'all. Really, I am. But I love you guys, and I'm so happy that, you know, I still have the faithful few of supporters that's been waiting for me to come back. It's very humbling, and I'm so grateful that you're still yet hanging on with me. That means so much to me, guys. It really does. So we're going to close up with a quick prayer. And again, I just want you guys to truly just walk in that room, man. You own it. You deserve to be there. God had made it so just for you. So God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for this new season. I'm grateful for what you have in store for this for this platform, for your people, God. Thank you for just allowing me to share the beauty of you, to share or what you have put in my life that I can be able to share to my people out here, to my viewers, to my family, Lord. I pray that what I put out there, that people are taking it all in and that they are using it to their best advantage and that they are seeking counsel with you and that you are showing them the way. You are directing their path. Help us, O Lord, to not to lean on our own understanding, but that we completely trust you wholeheartedly. When it's time for us to walk into that room, help us, O Lord, to embrace it and to stand strong and confident in it, right? And that we go ahead and do the thing. Do what you have called us to do, what you have equipped us to do, because we had to go through some basic training, right? We had to go through some things and to get to that point. And now that we have graduated from basic training, now we are in that room. We are in the position to do what we thought once upon a time that we were not capable or qualified to do. So God, thank you, God. Continue to renew our minds. Continue to renew our way of thinking. Help us not to cheat our own selves. Help us, oh Lord, to speak positive things over our lives, to prophesy over ourselves. Help us, O Lord, to regurgitate your words into our hearts, O Lord. So when we walk into that room, we know exactly how to use the word, how to use your word accordingly. Just like David used the word when he was slaying and when he killed Goliath. Come on with it. Help us, O Lord, to just be bold in you and to know that you got us every step of the way. We belong in the room, and there's many more rooms to come. And we give you praise right now. In Jesus' name, amen.